Joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, the wonderful Mary Matthews, KRDO News Channel 13 chief meteorologist, always brings a smile.
Thanks, Ted.
No gloom and doom in the weather. What's with the, what is that?
Look, we're going into a drier season. So, sunny Colorado, colorful Colorado, whatever you want to call it. I mean, we've had some really nice weather the last couple of days and well above average temperatures. I don't think anyone's complaining.
No, sure. Nobody should complain. And I always like it when there are no complaints about the weather.
Amen. Me too.
It's been mountain biking time for me. I've been able to get out on my mountain bike, ride around a little bit, bark up my shins. And, you know, they say in Colorado, if there's no mud or blood in your mountain bike ride, you really haven't had a ride. I got paper cuts and dust over the weekend. That's what I got.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it was pretty breezy this weekend, too. So yeah, sometimes that can make for a little bit of a headache if you're street riding for cyclists. But maybe you're a little protected there in the mountains.
Just a touch. You know, my whole deal was I posted a picture of my barked up shin. And
I saw that.
Yeah. Well, it was not a mountain bike crash. I got to confess.
What was it?
I did it for the dramatic effect. I was portaging. I had to cross a stream, go up on a bank on the other side.
Okay.
Icy trail. I slipped on the trail.
I did that too.
That's what did my knee.
Not too long ago, except I went down on my backside.
Whoops.
But it's good. So you need some yak tracks.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And we do own yak tracks. that was fun. But it was just so nice to just be out in this beautiful Colorado weather. And we were talking about just before we came on the air, the weather makes people do things.
Yeah.
And one of the things people do when the weather's bad is we sit around and we do Google searches for stuff.
Yeah.
Comfort food. So
take
a wild guess. There are four top searches that people do in the country during bad weather for comfort food. What do you think the top food item is?
Pizza?
It's not even on the list.
Chicken nuggets?
Oh, you're close. There's meat. Pork chops.
Really?
Most of the country searches on pork chop recipes, according to Google Trends.
Wow.
The next one down, there are 5, 6, 7 states where people search the most for meatballs, and they happen to be on the coasts.
Wow.
Now, I can see most of, and this is on this map, this is a beautiful burgundy red color. Mm-hmm. California is in the meatball category, but so is New York, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland.
Maybe that's just because of a higher population along the coast. Maybe it has really nothing to do with the meatballs.
No, probably not. Then one state stands out where people search the most for this one pasta item. Starts with an L. It's not linguine. It is lasagna.
Oh!
People in Oregon search for lasagna recipes. Here's the one I just know you'll love.
Okay.
You're a chocolate girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies. What state would you just take a wild guess people do the most searches for during bad weather?
Montana?
You're not that far off. Utah.
Oh, wow.
People in Utah during bad weather do the most Google searches for chocolate chip cookies.
Insane.
That not crazy?
That is crazy.
And then what's even more fun is when, you know, you live in the marketing space like I do, marketing and sales.
Mm-hmm.
Marketers are figuring out how to make you buy stuff when the weather's bad.
Yeah.
So you come home with a sweater you didn't know you wanted, and you stop at McDonald's on the way because they've got this nice comfort food something all cooked up warm and waiting for you.
Worse than that, if I go to Target, I'm done. I'm over. It's over. I walk out, and it's a lot of things I didn't need. And then it's guilt, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, the heck with the guilt. Target.
Yeah.
We used to call it Target.
I know.
You come home with something nice. Oh, did you get that in the chrome rack section at Target?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it was not even on sale.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're Target people. We have been for a while.
Sure thing.
Who's not?
Who's not? Target's great.
And, you know, if the weather's bad and you got to go on a shopping trip, that's a good place to go leave with lots of things.
Target would love it. Would love it.
They do love it.
Yeah. Speaking of changing weather, though.
Yes.
We have some changing weather for Thursday. Mm-hmm. We are expecting an increase in cloud cover, falling temperatures through the day. And we do have some minimal accumulations of snow that will be likely by early Friday morning and 1 to 2 inch ranges across the high country.
And in that weather, we will all be out buying crazy socks.
There we go. You love your crazy socks.
I love my crazy socks. I have a pair of socks with my son's face all over them.
You do?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I didn't know you could even do that.
Yeah.
And then Sam Post, it's just the sock guy.
Yeah, he is our sock guy. Socks are great.
He's got some crazy bright orange socks on.
He does.
Mary, you are wonderful. Thanks for all of the hard work you do to keep us informed about what's happening in the wild western world of weather.
All right, Ted. Thank you so much. Good to see you.
You too. The RDO News Channel 13's chief meteorologist, the wonderful Mary Matthews. We'll see you next Weather Wednesday.